And there goes the full-time whistle. It's all over here in St. Kiernan's Park in Colonus. That is the Monaghan champions who've defeated the Donegal champions 2-16 to 16 points. And well, look, at halftime there was a long, long way back for Niamh Connell, 2-10 to 16 points. He just couldn't get back in close enough to Scotstown on this occasion.
Aye, Paul, listen, when you look at it, what divided the two teams was those two goals in the first half, and they were real killer scores in that period, that 12 minute period where they outscored Niamh Connell 2-5 to no score and really took charge of the game. And from then on, Paul, it was a massive uphill battle. The lead went out to 9 a few times. Niamh Connell did try and pull it back in, and it came down to 6 then towards the end, but it was always points, Paul, and there was a couple of 2-pointers, brilliant, and 2-pointers in there from the Shane Malone, but it was never going to be enough. They needed more, because up the other end of the pitch, particularly the brilliance of Max Maguire, kept the scoreboard ticking over for the Scotstown men, and they were the better team overall, Park. And I guess looking back and now see the openness of Niamh Connell for those goals would be a disappointing. The fact that they started so well in them opening 10 minutes probably should have been 140 a point up. Those are the things I think that Niamh Connell will regret coming in to, leaving the Father Cheney Park here today.
Yeah, disappointing from a Niamh Connell point of view. At half time it was 2 goals and 10 points for the Monaghan champions, Scotstown to Niamh Connell's 6 points. But Niamh Connell came out in the second half to kick the first opening score from Owen McGettigan, and well, a point from him. But then it was all about Max Maguire from Scotstown. He kicked, just making of my calculations, Brennan, 5 points in that second half. Yep. And that was scores just really kept Scotstown's lead at that particular occasion. On the 37th minute, the 42nd minute, you know, again kicking another 2-pointer on the 45th minute from a Scotstown point of view. But Niamh Connolly did respond. Keelan McGill came on, he scored a point, so did Owen McGettigan, who did really tried hard, scored 3 points in that second half. And Shane Malone, as we've indicated, kicked 2 2-pointers, but it just wasn't enough at the end, Brendan, to really claw the way back. And we kind of pointed, with about 50 minutes on the clock, Niamh Connolly needed to get a goal at this stage to really have any chance of coming away with the victory.
And do you know, Niamh Connell, compared with other championships, there's a few you came through, Park, where they were the best team in Donegal, and I felt this year at times ruled their luck a bit. And I thought maybe coming in the Ulster now they would step up a gear, because you're going to have to, because I was thinking to myself, the teams Scotstown were going to be better than the teams that they'd played in Donegal, so they're really going to have to up their game. And as I say, early on the match it looked like, yeah, they were ready for it, that first 10 or 12 minutes where they were on top all over the pitch. I don't know why it took Scotstown so long to settle, but when they did, Burke, they had that devastating spell and they took control of the game from then on. And it was always a chasing match then, and you could really see Niamh Connell or Scotstown saying that second half, sitting in saying, right, we're not going to give away any goals. There was quite a few misses from Niamh Connell in that second half, maybe some 6-7 wides, all from scorable positions, but you never felt that 1-pointers was going to be enough. You know, they did get a couple of 2-pointers, but they probably needed at least a goal with that to maybe put that bit of pressure and that take away the surety that Scotstown play be in that second half. Because when you have such a big lead like that, where you can always kind of sit in knowing that, okay, if we concede a point, we'll probably go, if we concede one or two scores, we'll probably score another point. It's not going to be enough for the lead to go away, and Scotstown played with that surety in the second half. That's why Niamh Connell couldn't really get in to create any goal opportunities at all. They just kept them at arm's length. So very, very good performance from Scotstown. I have to say, they deserved the victory. For
looking at the performance today from that Scotstown half forward line, half back line, Brendan, when you look at Darren Murray at number 4, scored 2 goals for Scotstown. Also, when you look inside and you see the movement in the first half of Jack McCarron, everybody was raving about it. The movement from McCarron inside was just really, really hard for Niamh Connell to stop. And Max Maguire as well, immense, along with Shane Kearney today. So there's a lot of fires there from that Scotstown point of view to put out.
Yeah, and you know, McCarthy wasn't playing, but obviously you'd say Kieran Thompson wasn't for Niamh Connell, obviously. But the kick pass in was huge. Like, when you look at it now, you're 1v1 inside, you can't get a sweeper back in a lot of the time, because the game is too open. Now, if you're willing to kick the ball and kick it again, you're going to have a 1v1 scenario inside. As you say, Jack McCarron did a lot of damage in that time on the loop. It was that big crossfield pass. He won his own ball, and then the runners were coming through for Scotstown. And as I say, Niamh Connell weren't able to pick those up, and that created the goal opportunities, which really was the swing point in this game. So it's a difficult tactic to play against Berwick, because it's like defenders now, that 1v1 battle, it seems lost. You know, if players are left 1-on-1 inside, they're in a lot of trouble, and that's what happened today in the Niamh Connell full back line. They were in trouble when that direct ball came in, and the runners then coming from deep. So it was a great game plan from Scotstown, and who took a while to settle, but once they did, Turkey seen a high level of quality. It'd take a good team to beat them.
Disappointing from a Donegal point of view, Bryn. Our three championship winners are out of the Ulster Club Championship, and suppose there was big hopes coming in here today for Niamh Connell, but disappointing from a Donegal point of view.
Yeah, listen, Mark, I suppose, you know, Cairn Donegal very unlucky in their match. Obviously Niamh Clumber were well beat, and you know, in fairness to Niamh Connell, they kept trying and kept going today. I just felt there was just so much more quality in the opposition side, and that's what really hurt them, and particularly the goal opportunities. And they'd probably be a bit disappointed the game was so open in that period part where they conceded that 2-5. Maybe when Scotland got on top, you got to revert back to basics, pack your defence, kind of sit on it till you get yourself back in the game. But the game was open, it suited Scotstown. It was as if once the play came up at the other end of the pitch, it was the kick pass forward, and Scotstown looked so dangerous. So listen, new rules, Park, maybe a lot of learning from this Niamh Connell team, because their tactic for years obviously was very much, you know, the blanket defence, and would have prevented things like those goal opportunities. So it's about probably this team and the new players coming into it, finding the rhythm into the new rules. Because as we said in Donegal, they kind of were very up and down in the club football this year. That's why we needed a real top class performance here today. Now, they weren't lacking in grit and determination. They gave it all out there, but you could see that type of direct ball inside, that kick pass ball, and the runners coming from deep, Scotstown were just that bit better at it.
Yeah. Going to be loads more talking points from this encounter tomorrow night. Steele debate, Brendan, and yeah, suppose looking forward to that.
Yeah, the Aaron Gales we mentioned earlier, who beat Kingscourt from Cavan. Declan Boner, their manager, who now is the new Fermanagh manager, he's on the show. Yeah, Luke Bard, ex Donegal coach, who was coaching Loch McGrory, who were beaten by Kilcoo last night. He's on the show, Park. You might be about yourself for an hour if I can get a hound you. And yeah, of course, John Gilday, the Niamh Connell legend that he is, he'll be on as well, Park. So we'll have feedback and interviews, and we'll get a chat with some of the Niamh Connell crew now, just to get their their outlook on what happened here today.
Okay, big thank you to Brendan Devaney in co-commentary this afternoon with myself, Pádraig Kilfoyle. Disappointing from a Donegal point of view. Niamh Connell have gone out of the Ulster Club quarter final. They've been defeated today here at a sunny St Tiernan's Park in Colonus. It has ended 2-16 for Scotstown, 16 points for Niamh Connell.